News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just had two texts in a row, one from somebody who said, man, that stuff Kimberly Butler just said was amazing, and I agree. Another one came back to me and said, that was just a bunch of misinformation, which I think that second one about the misinformation works for a campaign, but I'm not sure which one. But anyway, if they ever want to text me back, I'll see what they have to say. But here, well, the bottom line is this. There is no denying, the evidence is clear, that regardless of how this election challenge works out, that the registrars in Lauderdale County and in Etowah County both are ate up like a soup sandwich. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say, you had one job. You had one job. If you needed help, you should have asked. If you couldn't get it done, you should have gotten extra help or told someone it's not going to be done or done right on time. But what we have instead are two counties, Etowah and Lauderdale, and I hope no others. We're not aware of any others right now. I hope there's no others. But right now what we're looking at is two counties literally couldn't get their job done. And as a result, people went to the polls and got ballots that did not reflect where they live. And some of those folks, by the way, I guarantee you, had worked for campaigns and then couldn't vote for the person they'd worked for. I had some, I bet you, that had put a sign in their yard, were shocked to find out they couldn't vote for the person who they thought they were being allowed to vote for. We probably had others. I know of one guy right now who literally was trying to run for an office and was told he didn't qualify because he was not in the right district, and it turns out he was. And he found that out by going to the polls to vote and being told then that he couldn't, he was in the wrong place. It's amazing. The very idea that registrars who we rely on, and Kimberly Butler was extremely gracious there when she said, I don't think anybody did anything deliberate or intentional or with ill intent or criminal activity involved. I'm paraphrasing now, but she said that basically to that effect. But I'll just tell you right now, in a court of law, negligence means something too. Negligence means something. Negligence means when you acted outside of the bounds of what a reasonably, you know, acceptable behavior of a normal person under similar circumstances would do. And if you've got 67 counties in this state and 65 of them did their jobs right and two didn't, that's not reasonable. And now we got to go through this. Now we're looking at, by the way, we got challenges in Etowah County too, but I don't think they have even a snowball's chance of prevailing because those challenges are, those votes are hundreds of votes apart. It's not like they're 14 like Kimberly Butler, my gosh. So right now, Jason Black is, he can probably feel her breathing down the back of his neck because truthfully, if she literally is going to come in and say, here are all of the votes, and here's how many were out of place, and here are affidavits from this many people who would have voted for me, and Jason Black doesn't have the ability to refute that or to overcome it with affidavits on the opposite side, then she may very well wind up prevailing. And if that's the case, if what I'm hearing is true, the state party may then have to wind up invalidating whatever happens tomorrow and holding a second election. Wouldn't that be a whooping? Who pays for that? Who pays for that election since it was the local registrars who goofed it up? Now, listen, here's the thing. I will say this to their credit, I guess. To their credit, the COVID, which was the excuse for everything, COVID prevented the census from getting finished on time. So the census got continued. And then the results of the census, it was hard. It was hard to count. It's hard to count when there's COVID going on. COVID brain, you know. So they couldn't count. They couldn't get the results to the states. When I was in the state Senate, we literally did the redistricting of all the district lines early in the session, somewhere around February or March of 2011, based on the 2010 census. They didn't get the results this past year at the state level to work with until mid-summer. They didn't hold a special session to pass the redistricting until somewhere in the fall. At that point, we have primaries coming up. People need to know qualifying for races starts a few months later. And people were finding out they were in new district lines. At the same time, the registrar is supposed to be given that information and then lay the map and start working to see which names have moved. How they missed it so bad, I don't know. I don't know how bad the numbers are yet in Lauderdale County, but there were upwards of 1,000 that were out of whack in Etowah County. Luckily, only about 122 of those in Etowah County voted. But I don't know what it was in Lauderdale. All right, folks, stand by. Coming up next, we got State Representative Wes Allen running for Secretary of State. He'll be on with us to talk about his campaign and the final push against Jim Ziegler. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.